This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm sitting here with my brothers, Dr. Muhammad Salah, Sheikh Wael Ibrahim. Today we want to ask Sheikh Wael Ibrahim about a brother who passed away recently, whose life is filled with lessons for all of us, Brother Tamir Al-Gindi. And he suffered a rare disease. Sheikh Wael, do you mind telling us about who is Tamir Al-Gindi, what happened? And let's talk about the way we learn lessons from this life.
Jazakallah khair. So basically, Tamir is a friend of ours from Egypt. He was a very smart brother, mashallah, academic. And suddenly, with no any introduction, he suffered that rare disease called ALS, which basically is something that attacks your nervous system and gradually weaken all your muscles until you are left completely paralyzed. With wow. Exception of
eyes.
Your eyes, and the eyes die, of course, with a person's demise. And what amazes us about the story of Brother Tamir, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, is that he never gave up and he never left anyone without a smile, even though he was not able to communicate except through an eye tracking device. But that's not all. He started writing articles and reflections on the Quran, on the Prophet ﷺ, on lectures that he heard in the past, all through this painstaking eye-tracking device, because you stayed at a letter, and then you stayed at another letter, and then, you know, complete a word, and then a sentence, and then a paragraph.
It's a very slow and complicated process, but he was very patient.
Very dedicated.
And also his project of pondering over the Quran have inspired hundreds of thousands of people. Who were very touched by his story and by his death, his patience and suffering. I happened to see him a couple of times. He came and he attended my talks when he was in a wheelchair and completely paralyzed. And acknowledging his patience and steadfastness, we should also acknowledge the steadfastness and the support
family.
Of his family.
Definitely.
His wife, his kids, his larger
parents.
Family, and his parents and his friends. Subhanallah, Allah blessed them with very loyal friends that a few days ago before I flew here, they visited me, and we've decided already to create a waqf, an endowment in his name, to continue his legacy in inspiring people. So it will be, inshallah, in the form of building a masjid with the attachment of some free clinics or subsidized services, school for Quran, ambulance, and funeral services, inshallah. Okay. So pray for us.
The thing that really I want to highlight or focus on in this unplugged session is that not the person himself, Tamir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins and shortcoming and admit him to the highest level of Jannah.
Ameen.
But really, what are the lessons that we can deduce from this? Because I've been bound to a wheelchair for a year, and that for me was a big deal.
You know, one important thing, I mean, I know you made me speak to Brother Tamir, and I sent a few messages to him. Even after he passed away, we sent a message to his family and so on. Yes. I tell you, one big thing that was a major positive is he always looked at this condition he had as a gift from Allah. So to bear patience is one thing, but to look at it as a gift of Allah
is a
very high level. So when you have a sickness or a disease or anything negative, look at it as a gift of Allah. If you can, that is the highest possible level. So many of us complain over the smallest things, so they become bigger because the complaint actually multiplies the situation, the negative situation. The biggest thing is when you look at it as such a positivity, you end up giving people hope who need it, you know,
In their own context,
you in their eyes would need it more, but you end up the opposite way. You go to him to give him a comforting word, and you come out with greater comfort regarding your own scenario. So this is one lesson that I definitely picked up from Brother Tamir.
That's why I have two things to elaborate upon. The first is people who are not being tested or not in a similar test, they might think this is unbearable and this is beyond imagination. How could any person or a human being bear that? And why would Allah do that to somebody who is super nice? So there is a hadith in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla yunzilu al-ma'unata ala qadri al-mu'na. Al-ma'una means the divine help and assistance. Let it be patience, endurance, perseverance, you name it, pleasure, acceptance. Ala qadri al-mu'na, in proportion with the need. So somebody who's not being tested with a similar test might think this is crazy, I would lose my mind, I would rather die. But when Allah tests the person with this test, then He gives him the adequate patience. And all of that in order to reward him. Yes, in order to reward him, in order to raise him into higher ranks. What do you mean? إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. Whenever Allah loves one of His servants, He will test him and try him. And He will increase the test prior to His death so that he will meet Allah with zero sins. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the Day of Judgment, people who were healthy, wealthy, didn't suffer much of any hardship in this life. MashaAllah, they were believers as well. When they enter Jannah, and then they look up and they see the rank of those who have been tested, they would wish that in the life of this world, their bodies were clipped with clippers and cut into pieces, and that they would endure that patiently in order to achieve this status. Allah. There is nothing for Allah. Free. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السُّخْطَ. Whoever is pleased, then Allah is pleased with him. And that is sufficient.
And whoever is upset with Allah, then Allah is upset with
him. And guess what? Guess what? I happened to have a little debate with an atheist, very intelligent engineer. And I asked him, were you born atheist? He said, no, I belong to a practicing Catholic family. He is European. And then I said, so what happened? He said, when my mother lost her little baby, so she and I decided to punish God. And we decided to ignore him. I said, well, and after he decided to punish God, did this return your little sister to life? He said, no. I said, well, you ended up only punishing yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by far the greatest man ever walked the earth. And he is the dearest and the most beloved to Allah and the most righteous of all. Think about it this way. I'm not going to talk about how much he's been hurt by his enemies or by the munafiqeen and his struggle in spreading the deen and the da'wah. I would only bring to your attention one thing. How many children did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have? Seven. How many died in his life and he buried them? Six out of the seven. Is this someone whom Allah loves? Yes, because he loved them. He doesn't want anyone to occupy a part of his heart.
It doesn't mean that because he's the prophet, he didn't feel the pain of the
No, he cried. He cried. And he said, indeed, my heart is aching with pain. My eyes are shedding tears. Wow. But I would not say, but what pleases Allah. What pleases Allah is to say we all belong to Allah and unto Him sharita. So this is a message.
Very
Brother Tamir is advising us after his departure, as he was inspiring us during his life with his perseverance and patience, which is be patient, the reward is huge.
I met another brother, he is still alive, but he, for the last 15 years, he's totally paralyzed. He also has a dissolving disease in Dubai. His name is Brother Mahmoud, and I usually go to visit him. He also speaks with this eye movement, just like Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahmatullah alayhi. You know, there's a specific way of speaking with the movement of the eye. It takes very long. He told me, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
He says, I wouldn't want it any other way. I am so happy. You know, he gave me caps and t-shirts. It says vitamin H. And he told me H is for happiness. From my bed, I want to beam happiness. That is Mahmoud. He is in the Rashid Hospital in Dubai. Up to now. May Allah cure him miraculously.
And may Allah have mercy on Wa'il and his family. And may Allah bless them abundantly for their patience.
Tamer. And Wa'il also. Yeah. Don't forget Akhuk Wa'il
also. MashaAllah. You've been in the same position. I really admire Sister Fatima a lot, a great deal, for helping and supporting you, especially at the times of need. May Allah bless her and also your family.
So Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim was bound to a wheelchair, and he has written a book called My Wheelchair.
My Journey of
the journey back, yes, back up on my feet.
My Wheelchair by Wael Ibrahim is worth a read.
I just want to say something before you promote my book, please.
Yes.
Barakallah.
It's already promoted.
Allah Izzaka. You know, I was comforting myself by saying, and I want you to comment on this, and Mufti as well, is that so long as I'm breathing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping me alive for a reason. Even though He took one thing from me, He took the ability or my mobility, but so long as I'm breathing and I'm alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to do something better and function differently. And that's why the book was written.
Jazakallah khairan. I just remember my mother, may Allah give her shifa. She's been sick and bedridden and suffering for the past 45 years. Wow. From one ICU Allah to another, from one hospital to another. Allah. Even at home, you know, when I replace the nurse and I stay with her, to flip, she cannot flip from one side to another Allah by herself.
Allah.
When I fell off the back of the horse and I was confined to bed for a couple of weeks, I used to call my kids and say, help me to flip to the other side. I just realized what she's been through. And the only dua I keep her saying all the time, oh Allah, grant me patience. Ya Rabb, as-sabr, as-sabr, as-sabr. It is a remedy. And may Allah reward her and give her shifa, she and everyone who is suffering. By the way, Muslims and non-Muslims, may Allah give everyone who is sick and suffering a quick shifa and a complete recovery. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك شفاء لا يغادر سقما, a cure that would not leave any sickness or remains of suffering.
I want to give a shout out to those who are looking after the people who are unwell, because there are a few categories of people. Some look at it as a burden, it's hard, they can't wait for this person to die so that they can be happy, they can't wait. But a lot of the believing people, they consider it an honor to take care of the sick and ill. Imagine to visit, I always say to visit the sick and ill is such a big reward. What about serving them? It's 20 million times higher. I'm putting a
baraka,
figure.
Because baraka. Allah is there,
yes,
right?
Of baraka,
so, to visit is so high. To visit, iyadat al-mari, I didn't help you, I just visited you. It is so high in reward. What about to help him? What about to nurse the person who is unwell? So all those who are looking after people who are unwell, congratulations. Allah chose you. A great act of worship known as taking care of the sick and ill. May Allah make it easy. And if you are looking after someone who is unwell, we pray that Allah grant them cure and give you also the sabr to look after them.
And pray for my mother.
Consider it an honor. The mother of our brother, Dr. Muhammad Salah, shafaha Allah wa afaha, shafaha Allah, Allahumma shfiha, Allahumma afiha, shifaan la yugadiru saqama, Allahumma shfiha wa afiha, Allahumma shfi jami'i marda al-muslimin, Allahumma shfihim, Allahumma shfihim, Allahumma shfihim, ya qawi ya aziz, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammadin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullahu khayran, may Allah bless you, Mufti.
Barakallahu fi fatahallahu alayhi.
Habibi, barakallahu fi Allah, thank you so much.
To the family of Tamir, may Allah bless you and reward you. Inshallah, may Allah grant
Inshallah,
you patience
start
and perseverance
very soon.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.